Last month, we reported on a story about a severed cow head left outside a Hindu cow sanctuary in northeast Pennsylvania. The state police says it's caught the perpetrators and that they're admitting to it as a hate crime. Rama Reddy Raghavan reports.
When Pennsylvania State Trooper Carrie Gula showed up at the Lakshmi Cow Sanctuary in Stroudsburg, she was flummoxed. She was unsure as to what to make of the severed cow head left outside the sanctuary run by Dr. Shankar Shastri.
My first impression when I arrived on scene, it was alarming. After speaking to Mr. Shastri, it was very apparent that he was very disturbed by this. And getting to talk to him and getting to educated about the Hindu religion, it was at that time that I consider this an act of violence.
State police spokesman Trooper David Peters says their investigations led them to 19-year-old Kimberly McKee and 25-year-old Ricky Strausser. He says they lived in the neighborhood and were upset that Shastri, after buying the land, closed trails to off-road vehicles.
We believe that it was kind of concocted or conspired in reference to the doctor buying this property and cutting off certain routes that might have been used for ATVs, and believing that if they did this particular activity that it would scare him to move from the property. And obviously, as we can see, that didn't work. It only united the community a lot better.
The presence of a Ku Klux Klan poster in a neighbor's window caused police to call in the FBI to see if this was connected to an organized hate group.
As far as I understand, there wasn't any evidence to indicate that it was nothing more than what they transpired to do here was to put the cow head to startle and harass the doctor.
The poster was eventually traced to Strausser.
I believe there's some white supremacist ideals that exist with one of the actors, but to the extent they carried them out beyond this, there's not too much there except for some literature and some basic ideologies.
After drawing police attention, McKee and Strausser approached Shastri to apologize. They then confess to the police. Shastri says he is now at peace.
No question about it, yeah. More at peace, you know, than before this was announced. And especially after talking to the two perpetrators face to face, you know.
Were they truly sorry?
Well, it's hard to say, but the girl was really genuine, I thought.
Trooper Peters says the charges that currently amount to a misdemeanor offense will be heard before a district magistrate on June 10th.
Charges were ethnic intimidation, harassment, disorderly conduct, loitering and prowling at night, criminal trespass, and I believe scattering rubbish. We believe we have the evidence and the support to go forward with charging someone with what we would consider a hate crime.
One of Shastri's neighbors, Lancelot Owens, who's been living in the area for 10 years, says this is not typical behavior for local residents.
We have a cross-section of all type of ethnic people in this neighborhood, and we haven't had any problems like that before. So I'm glad that this is behind us, and we all go forward from here.
Bruce Labar, a retired dairy farmer, has known Shastri for 20 years. He's upset that people would do such a thing just because they couldn't access some trails.
It wasn't right, you know. I don't think, you know. Hey, your land is your land. It's not mine. So he has all the rights in the world to close it off.
The community has helped solve this crime by coming forward to cooperate and offer tips. Trooper Peter says he knows it's tough for people to report hate crimes, but he's encouraging everyone to speak up.
Don't stand back and let this happen to you. We will investigate it. We will do everything in our power to bring those individuals that committed that crime to justice for you. You know, unfortunately, we need support. We need evidence to do those things, but we don't want you to think, oh, they can't do anything.
Although Shastri is relieved, he's still anxious, especially for the security and well-being of his bovines. The police have promised to spend a day with him, as well as at the local Hindu temple and Asha Vidya, to figure out ways to beef up their current security. For WHYY, I'm Rama Reddy Raghavan.